This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back to CBS Sports Radio. I'm Vince Quinn here with you, and joining me from a place that's got a lot going on right now in the sports world, he's a host and producer at 680 The Fan in Atlanta, Carlos Medina. Carlos, what's going on?
Vince, good to be with you, man.
Well, yeah, and I am really glad you're here because I like seeing everything that is going on, because you got the playoff series with the Hawks and like them and the Knicks has been really fascinating. But the first thing that's just on my mind for you is like, what are the Falcons doing? You know, like I don't know what their goal is. Like, what's happening with the Falcons right now?
Well, Vince, let me tell you this. This is there's a group of moves that have happened over the last couple of years that have put the Falcons in this situation. The first one is that they have taken care of their veterans. Matt Ryan is one of the highest paid guys in the league. Dante Fowler as an outside linebacker. Jake Matthews at left tackle. Deion Jones and Grady Jarrett. Well, Julio Jones has been paid two different times as the highest paid receiver in the league. With his injuries last year, he only played 40% of the snaps. And so what has gone on is, because of the global pandemic and the drop in the NFL salary cap, you now have a team that, outside of New Orleans and Philadelphia, was one of the worst teams in the league going into the upcoming offseason in terms of cap space. And so the Falcons right now have less than $1 million. They can't sign their rookie draft class. So right now they're trying to figure out, how do we get a little bit of extra money to make something happen? And right now the most viable way to do it is Julio Jones.
Wow. Okay, so that makes a lot more sense now, because the thing that I was struggling with on the outside was, I'm looking at him going, okay, well, there was a big question with whether or not they're going to draft a quarterback at four, and they take Kyle Pitts. So it's like, all right, you're going to try to win with Matt Ryan, great. And then you're trading Julio Jones. It's just like the things didn't compute, you know? So it's really that bad with the cap.
It's awful. And everything we heard from within the organization was, it was Trey Lance, or they were going to go Kyle Pitts. They're trying to clean up their cap, and their cap really will not be clean until 2023. And so when you start talking about, how do you create cap space in order to be able to sign your rookie class and do the business that you need, the two options really right now are this. Trade Dante Fowler, who after a high ankle sprain has only had 3 sacks last year. That's not really realistic. Or move one of the best receivers in the league that we've seen since 2011. And as it stands right now, Julio Jones is a guy that we didn't know until the past couple of weeks. He has requested a trade out of town. He looks at it as, I'm a 32-year-old wide receiver. I've been one of the greats in the league over the last 10 years, and I'm looking for a chance to win somewhere. And so this is where the marriage between the two. If they want cap space to do their job, they got to move Julio.
Wow. So we're talking with Carlos Medina. He's a host and producer with 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Now, obviously, like, the big news really with Julio Jones was the idea that he just got blindsided and got put on the air on First Take. So for you in Atlanta, how did everybody handle that?
I will say this, Vince. It wasn't a giant surprise only because of this. Obviously, that scenario was very surprising. But we all knew that if you're going to create the cap space they need, you have to move Julio. So we have all, for the last 3 months, realized it's a math game. That's all it is, that Julio has to be moved out of Atlanta after June 1st in a trade in order to be able to get your business done. The fact that we then found out that, you know, obviously nationally gets talked about on FS1 that, hey, I'm out of there. we all assume that, but to hear him then talk about the fact that he understood that I'm out of there and that there's not a lot of options here, that was surprising this week.
Yeah, so given at the point that the Falcons are in there, where you're getting to this point where Julio Jones is going to get traded, it just seems inevitable now, and obviously there's financial reasons to do it. What are you looking for in a return? Like, what are the Falcons? Is it just cap space, just anything, you know, and you can take a hit on the picks because the cap's so important? Like, what's a good haul in your opinion?
Well, we've heard from Diana Russini from ESPN that it was a future first-round pick that has been offered. Future first-round pick to me sounds like that's not the upcoming draft. That's drafts in the future. But I think the Falcons would be very excited if they could land themselves a second-round pick and additional picks with that. The problem is that every single general manager in the league realizes that the Falcons cannot conduct their business until they move this pick. So now that you know that Julio wants out and the Falcons need space, suddenly that really hurts his trade value. So you have a lot of people that have speculated it might be a third rounder. It's not going to be the amount that you would imagine for a guy who, on average, has had the most amount of yards per game than any receiver in NFL history.
Yeah, wow. So, okay. So let me ask you this then, because now you're going to get to this point where soon enough Julio is very likely to be gone. And now you're going to be going into a season. I mean, you've had so many changes with the Falcons. And what are the expectations this year?
The Falcons last year, and I'll tell you this, Vince, it was a grease fire. This team really should have won about 8 or 9 games. They gave away 4 games where they had double-digit leads in the fourth quarter. It was just a mess of what happened last year. And I think Arthur Smith coming in, there was a lot of the idea was that the Falcons would be a much more competitive football team. Suddenly, you now have Julio, who's looking to obviously jump out of the situation. And so right now, the Falcons are in this weird transitionary period where they've drafted Kyle Pitts, they have Calvin Ridley, they have some components on the offensive line, the defense is evolving, but if you're telling me that you're missing one of the best wide receivers in the league over the last 10 years, suddenly you're now talking about a little bit more of a rebuild situation with a 36-year-old quarterback.
And that's the thing that's so difficult, I guess, about all of this, is you have Matt Ryan, and so, like, in your opinion, like, let's say you were running the team, which I think is everybody's thrill. So let's say you're running the team, right? Would you try to go and make things work to try to figure it out around Matt Ryan at this point? Or, like, what do you do with him and given the timeline?
Well, again, because of the cap situation, the team decided to basically play the cap games with Matt Ryan, where we're going to give you your money up front. We're going to basically extend the contract. We're going to keep you here. He is now married to the team for the next 2 years. And while I don't have an issue with that, I still realize that when it came to draft night, it was all about Trey Lance or Kyle Pitts. If Trey Lance was available to the Falcons when they picked, I believe they would have gone down that road and they would have looked to move Matt Ryan at some point after June 1st. But once that didn't happen, it now comes back to you got to move Julio. And so, it's all math. The problem is that there's not enough cap space. They've played all the cap games they can, and unfortunately, they're now in a situation where they got to move Julio.
Okay, so we're talking with Carlos Medina, as a host and producer at 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Let me ask you about the division, because the NFC South is crazy. I mean, obviously you got the Bucks, and they brought everybody back, which is just completely ridiculous. But then the Panthers have made so many different moves, and that's a young team, and the Saints are in a whole new era. Like, how do you feel about the whole division?
The division last year was much more up for grabs. Once Tampa won the Super Bowl, I think we all acknowledged, okay, they're the alpha. And even though they didn't win the division, they're the alpha going forward. New Orleans, obviously a whole lot of change there. They had their huge cap problems. Jameis Winston looks like he's going to be the starter there. We'll see what happens. Carolina continues to kind of evolve. We'll see how that plays out from there. But when it comes to the Atlanta Falcons and then looking at Tampa, they had $25 million in cap space. They were going to be able to bring everybody back. Atlanta is the team who's looking at him and going, we played pretty good football against you guys, and we think we can compete with you, but you now have a team in Atlanta that just does not have the space, where they've got to go extremely cheap in a lot of different places because of the lack of cap space.
Yeah, it's crazy to be cap-strapped like that. And being an Eagles fan, I feel your pain in so many different ways. I mean, it's just been a mess on their end, too. So good luck with all of that. I hope the team is watchable this year and they play some good games for you. But on the other side of the equation, you do have the Hawks right now. Like, how is everything in Atlanta with the Hawks playing the way they are?
I will tell you this, Vince. For all of us who have been watching Hawks basketball, and I will tell you this. playing against a New York team, you get the New York hype and everything goes, you know, along those lines. The Atlanta Hawks have basically been one of the best teams at home over the last month and a half of the season. They've won 12 straight home games. They're 20-2 over the last 22. This is not a surprise to any of us that have been paying attention to Hawks basketball. We've looked at it as the Hawks are the better team with the better player. It just depends on how desperate New York gets. And so it's been a lot of fun just obviously to see the win last night. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But for a lot of us, it's a matter of the Hawks have a star player in Trae Young, and it's a matter of when the rest of America realizes how good he is.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I mean, because for Trae Young, I knew he was a really good player, but to see him go into that environment in New York where, I mean, immediately game one, like they wanted Trae Young's head, man. I mean, they were so aggressive, just like the fans and everything going after him. And for him to hit the shot at the end of that game, I was just like, this guy's got it, you know?
Well, Vince, he feeds on it. That's the thing. You're talking about a 6'1 point guard. After they drafted him, he came in the studio. I got a chance to meet him and the other draft picks. And I remember looking at him eye to eye and thinking, this guy is really small. Well, the fact is, he's been told he's really small the entirety of his career. When you talk about his AAU team, Michael Porter Jr. was the guy who got all the attention. He was the fourth-ranked point guard in the nation. He's looking around at the rest of these guys going, I'm so much better than the rest of y'all. And so the mentality of Trae Young is, y'all hate all you want, I'm going to show you at the end. He's been doing it for this entire series.
And so what are your expectations then? Like, is it because the next round, inevitably, it looks like you'd be playing the Sixers. Like, is getting a round in the playoffs and winning that first round, is that a good season? Like, what do you want to see?
That would be a good season. My idea in my mind is that the Hawks are evolving. They're trying to become that team that is interesting to basically get other free agents to come into here. Bogdan Bogdanovich was a big haul for them. Getting Danilo Gallinari to commit, even though they overpaid him, but it's worked out. They're trying to basically create a scenario where they can create another star that wants to come in and join the team and say, let me get this straight. The star player averages 10 assists a game, I'm going to get a lot of easy shots. And so that's kind of the idea. They're not going to go on beyond this series, but they want to create a scenario where over the next couple of years, they can attract another star to come here to Atlanta, which doesn't happen a whole lot.
Yeah, well, okay, a lot of interesting things in Atlanta, and the man on the scene covered it all with 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Carlos Medini is the host and producer down there. Carlos, thanks for joining the show, man.
Vince, enjoyed it. Anytime you need me, I'm ready for you.
All right, sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.